This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to go back to the economic history books for this next story, and a phrase you might have last heard in high school. Most favored nation is the phrase. And its use is prompted by the news that as of the first of the year, China says it's going to be cutting tariffs on more than 800 products, including frozen pork, which they desperately need, also some medicines as well. And it's cutting those tariffs for all of its trading partners, everybody, which will bring the taxes, the import taxes on those items, below levels currently enjoyed by, here you go, most favored nations. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is on explainer duty today.
The WTO's most favored nations rule says countries have to treat all of their trading partners equally. They can't raise tariffs on pork from one country, but not another. Edward Alden is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Tariffs need to be the same for all trading partners as long as they're members of the WTO, which almost all countries are.
There are some exceptions. For one thing, countries can raise tariffs on a trading partner if they prove it's behaving badly.
The country is dumping its products at an unfairly low price, or the government is heavily subsidizing the products.
But the normal rules went out the window in the U.S.-China trade war. Chad Bown is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
The United States just gave up on the rules and just decided it was going to unilaterally impose these tariffs on China.
China retaliated in kind. Then they both tattled on each other to the WTO. Now, though, the U.S. and China are playing nice again. They've cut a deal that will likely treat the U.S. better than China's other trading partners. And that's not allowed. Remember that whole most favored nations thing? So China says it's going to lower tariffs on everybody. Chad Bown has a theory on this.
They're basically trying to make the argument to Europe and Japan and South Korea that we have to do certain things toward the United States. But with respect to our trade with you, we're going to continue to follow the WTO rules.
Regardless of the rules, there's a good reason for China to give these other countries equal treatment. It doesn't want to make them mad. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.